seven, six, five, four, three, two, one. Begin transmission.
Okay, here we go. The current time is 1930 UTC, and that means it's time to begin another extraordinarily exciting episode of The Dubious Gold Committee. Yeah, hello, and welcome to another exciting episode. It's Dubious Goals Committee time. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, and I'm in the middle of making some tea here. Because, let's face it, that's what I do. And I gotta warn you right now, that we don't have much of a show today. Man, I'm not in the best of shape. I had an issue. I'll skip the details because I think I have forgotten them by now. But basically, man, I woke up and I did something wrong. I don't know what I did wrong, but I did not get up properly. And so then my leg did a thing. And it wasn't the worst thing ever. I've had worse. But, not fun. It's going to be one of those days, right? So, yeah. I might even cut this short. I don't know what I'm going to be able to do today. I'm barely able to do this stuff. Making me some tea. What kind of tea? What? Well, hello, baby dingins. There's baby dingins back there, right behind me. She just made the house very stinky. The house used to smell so good. Parts of my house still do smell delicious. They smell like oregano and basil and thyme and other Italian herbs because I did a bunch of cooking yesterday. And so, yeah, now it smells like, you know, delicious spaghetti sauce and cat poop. Well, hi, cat pooper. What you doing? You got plenty of food in your bowl? Let me check. Yeah, you got plenty of food. But you want more, don't you? Look at, oh my gosh, yeah. Well, there's not plenty of food. There's, you know, well, I'm not even going to try to describe it. I just got to pour more kitty food into the kitty bowl. And I don't know if I'm going to be able to do that. Let's try. Yeah, that was too much, but I can't scoop it back out, so. Looks like we're going to have an extra full kitty bowl here for a while. Yeah. So, what else was I going to tell you? Nothing. There's nothing to say. I don't want to do this. The last couple, you know, I need to take a vacation or something and not do this for a couple months. Come back when the weather's warm. come back after my next surgery. All right, is this water? What's the cat yapping about? What are you yapping about, Dapplings? Stinky. Well, you are a yam bambler. What is it? You want me to open the cabinet so you can see what's in there? Look, there's nothing in there. It's just a cabinet. Yeah. Okay. I think this water is as close to boiling as I'm gonna be able to wait for it. Oh, got no patience today. I was having kind of an interesting dream, though. I don't really remember it. But, yeah, there's no going back to sleep now, is there? No, hell no. So basically, what's going to happen is, I'm going to pretend that I'm doing some kind of radio show. And then I'm going to get in the bathtub. I don't have anything to read. I got to find something to read. You know, it's weird because why did my leg go freaky? My hand pressure is great. I'm not dehydrated. It's just, you know, bazamblers. Tea's ready. Oh, so, yeah. It's going to be one of those days. Oh, okay. Here's one thing I can tell you. I did go to the store yesterday. Hence the ingredients for cooking and making my house smell delicious. And, I bought food. And, guess who was there that I talked to while I was imbibinating my groceries? That's right. It was Alexis. The eyes girl. And, what did we talk about? I'm trying to remember. Oh, yeah, it was dumb. We were just talking about the weather. And it was cold. And, that's when she told me she got a bunch of, like, one-piece pajama suits. What's the word I'm looking for? And those keep her nice and warm in the winter. And I thought, you know, maybe I need something like that. It keeps all the heat close to your body and keeps your muscles warm. And yeah, okay, I'm done.
I had the idea in a dream originally. And then the next night I dreamt about it again. Then I probably had the same dream for the next 40 or 50 nights. And I thought, yes, I'll do that.
Thank you. Yes, I am still volunteer police in town. I don't do the uniform. I go all undercover now. I do have my pepper spray. It has been returned to me. I keep it in my pocket. I keep it holstered in my pocket. We got another sales down at the Walmart. I'm down there, and I see Marlene Fisdale come in. Watch how I turn just from tabbing to the undercover guy that you don't even know. He's looking and keeping an eye on you at the Walmart. So you can imagine, I'm there just kind of toddling around the store, and I see Marlene, and she's dragging one of them diaper genies. Now, a diaper genie, I don't know a lot about it, but it's a thing that you put dirty diapers in, and they don't come heavy as far as I could tell. They don't come filled with dirty diapers. You got to fill them yourself when you get home or whenever you're going, but this thing's supposed to be light as a feather. It's just a lightweight kind of plastic thing that you dump them diapers in. And what they say with volunteer police, you can't bust nobody till they get out the store property that way, the front doors. But I said, you know what? I'm gonna cut this off quick today. I ain't even gonna play games with old Marlene. I holstered my pepper spray. I didn't have it out. I wasn't even trying to use it. I wasn't even trying to get confrontational, nothing. I just said, hey, Marlene, let me take a look in that diaper genie you got there. I blowed my cover quicker than anything. I did one of these. I said, Marlene, I'm gonna need to look in that diaper genie. And she could tell right away it was me because I showed her my eyes that way through them glasses. I don't know, 15, 30 Beanie Babies in there, several bags of Twizzlers, and she had a couple posters because them long ways, one was Transformers 6, and I don't even think they made that movie yet, but somehow Walmart's got a hold of maybe like a pre-release thing, and maybe she thought that was worth money because she had that stuff down in there. So we got this diaper genie opened up and all that stuff in there. And she said, Tavin, I didn't know that I was in there. And I said, well, all of it is in there. And then you're going to leave with it. You're going to pay for it. And she said, I got laid off. Now, I've watched enough Cops episodes to know that it ain't going to make sense. She went from, I didn't know it was in there, to I got laid off. It ain't 2 + 2 = 4 when you're talking to somebody in a Cops episode. It's A plus Shamrock Shake equals, look, there goes a squirrel. So she says, I got laid off. I said, so you admit you was stealing? I just got here, Tavin. I don't know what happened. I said, you don't even got a baby. You ain't even got a kid at home with diapers. Why you got a diaper genie? So I could carry that other stuff there that I do want. And I said, they make shopping carts for that, Marlene. I walk her around the store. We put that diaper genie back. She walks around with an armful of Beanie Babies. She puts them back. And then we get to the Twizzler section. And she puts just about all of them back but one little thing of them. She said, I got enough money for this. And I said, hey, Marlene, don't that feel better? You getting out of here with some Twizzlers and your pride, and you didn't get busted by an undercover cop. She said, where? I said, bingo.
A game for me and you now. Yeah, let's give it a whirl. Beach blanket, bingo. Beach blanket, bingo. Beach blanket, bingo. That's the name of the game. Every lad and
every lassie,
playing down by the shore, looking smart
and looking classy.
Yeah, they're learning the score. A beach blanket, bingo. A beach blanket, bingo. Beach blanket, bingo. That's the name of the game. That's the name of the game. When a lad just meets a lassie and he asks for a kiss, then he finds a lassie sassy.
Right blanket,
wrong man. Beach blanket, bingo. Beach blanket, bingo. Beach blanket, bingo. That's the name of the game. Play the game like you should do now. That's the start of the fun. When you find a girl for you now,
bingo, you won.
Beach blanket, bingo. Beach blanket, bingo. Beach blanket, bingo. That's the name of the, that's the name of the, that's the name of the game. Bingo!
magical grandfather. I want perfect hair forever.
I just got to jump in here really quick and say that was amazing. Of course, we only have Bill McClintock to blame for that. Freeze Frame City. Oh my God. All right, and if you're too young or too out of it to understand what you just heard, that was a mashup of two very different styles of songs. Detroit Rock City by Kiss and Freeze Frame by the Jay Giles Band. Oh my word. That was just almost too good. And yeah, I'm going to need some more Bill McClintock. And so we're going to do this one. Entitled Shake Your Dude Thing. Peaches and Herb and Aerosmith.
My Mima, she got a couple buttons on her microwave. One says potato, one says popcorn, and the other day she put popcorn in, but she hit the tater button. It burned everything. Stank so bad. Mort Dwidell said, "What does it smell like? Did it smell like sauerkraut and mayonnaise and a dirty dish towel on Hank Thistle's burn pile?" I was like, "No, Mort, it smelled like burnt popcorn." But she giving that whole microwave a break. She ain't even eating Hot Pockets right now.
Thank you. Now, you might be forgiven for thinking that we have a real live orchestra in the studio. But in actual fact, the symphony you just heard was performed not by an orchestra, but by a simple synthesizer. And the man who programmed it is someone who loves synthesizers so much, he even changed his name to Synthesizer Patel. Hello, Synthesizer Patel.
Hi, Billy.
Now, Synthesizer Patel, synthesizers, they're really taking off now, aren't they?
Oh, yes, Billy. Every pop group wants a synthesizer these days because a synthesizer can reproduce the sound of any instrument, except perhaps for the bassoon. But they're working on that one.
But they can do a lot more than that, can't they?
Oh, certainly. This is something that might interest you. Okay, so what I did earlier was I made a recording of my own voice using this microphone. Mm-hmm. And I stored that data into the synthesizer's memory banks. And now here is the fun bit. I can play it back to you.
Synthesizer Patel.
Synthesizer Patel.
Synthesizer Patel.
Amazing.
And it comes fitted with a burglar alarm too?
A burglar alarm?
In fact, they all come with burglar alarms these days, you know, because crime's so bloody bad and these bastards, they steal your synthesizers and...
Yeah. Oh, I'm only laughing because it hurts. That and those bastards, they will steal your synthesizers. So I'm just going to pour some tea and maybe enjoy it because I'm going to have an interesting day. The rest of the today is going to be sitting in the bathtub. And maybe if I get around to it, I'll do some work. I got to get that flex controller thingy working. We got to do something with that. We got to put that into the quantizer. We got to quantize some flexi voltages. And then once we quantize them, what are we going to do? I don't know. We could put them into a synth. We could run it through the formant filter. We could put it into anything. I don't know. Ugh. Good tea, though. Yeah, I still gotta kill a minute and a half. Oh my god. Alright, so, what else is new? I went to the store. I mentioned that. What am I gonna eat for lunch today? I don't know. I think I'm gonna eat... Oh no, I do remember what I'm gonna eat today. I'm gonna make some hamburger stroganoff. It'll be great because I got mushrooms. I got... green onions. I got the hamburger. And I got the sour cream. And I got a whole bunch of other stuff that I really shouldn't be eating. But I got lots of enzymes. So I'm going to take lots of enzymes and I'm going to eat. And I'm going to eat kind of a lot today because I didn't hardly eat anything yesterday. Yada. So anyway... you've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every damn day, regardless of my legs, at 1930 UTC, right here on Anon Radio. My name is Tobe, and this is the end of the line.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
Let's make it beefy.
Beef stroganoff. Beef bourguignon,
yeah.
Irish beef stew, beef brisket, Chateaubriand, sauerbraten, roast beef, Catalonian beef ragu, Mongolian beef, chicken fried steak, steak Diane,